It's our privilege now to hear the testimony of Sherry Alvarez, and we welcome Sherry. Sherry recently joined our church, and we're so grateful for the Spirit's work in your life. Let me pray for you right now. God, I thank you for your Spirit's work in Sherry. Lord, I pray that you would anoint her, even as she shares about your work and your salvation in her life to us. We rejoice, Lord, and we stand as witnesses to the truth of the gospel that we are loved. We are loved more than we could ever dare hope or imagine in Christ. Amen.
Good morning. I would like to first start by saying I am truly honored and truly blessed that I can stand before you and share God's grace and his mercy in my life. I am here because you reached out and you saw a hurting soul and you showed grace and you showed mercy on me. And I want to read something to you because this is what the Holy Spirit gave me this morning and has given me in sight of my testimony and where I've been and where I stand now. And it's Revelation chapter 10. It's verse 10. Chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, which accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even to death." So I stand before you today in completion of this journey and sanctification and purification in my life from Christ, from the salvation, the cross, because I'm overcoming him by the word of my testimony. I ask right now that you just pray for me, because what I will share with you is very hard for me to share. But it's all part of this process that's led me to you and led me to that cross right there. I want to thank my family and my best friend Michelle and my best friend Roberta. You know my struggles. You know what my journey's been, and it's not been easy. I made a choice 15 years ago. I've been a Christian since I was 14 years old. But in September 15 years ago of 2004, I chose to abort my baby. Bless me, God. I then became a murderer. And I fell from grace. I fell from grace. And from that moment on, I never wanted to live. Everything inside me died that day. All my joy, all my peace, the happiness, anything and everything that God had given me was taken from me that day. 15 years of my life has been an agony. Has been a whirlwind of emotions. I don't deserve this spot that I have on earth. God, if you would give me my son back, I will trade places any day. You can put me in the pit of hell, because that's where I deserve to be. But you know what? God never let me die. God allowed me the wilderness. He allowed me the storms. He allowed me each and everything that came my way. That the lies of the enemy put on me, a veil was over my eyes, my heart, my soul. I couldn't get around my head. What would people think of me if they knew I murdered my unborn child? I couldn't get past that. What would people think of me if they knew? So for these past 15 years, I have lived in sight of what others thought of me because of what I did. So I tried to hide my sin deep down inside. Nobody knew what happened to me and what I had done. So as my life spiraled out of control, what's wrong with Sherry? This is not Sherry. This is not the Sherry we know. What's wrong with her? She's partying, she's drinking, she's lost her license, she can't drive now. What is wrong with her? And I just bounced on, faking, facading, and just doing what I knew to do was just exist. But I stand right here right now and I tell you that I don't just exist anymore. I don't exist anymore. I have been saved through grace. I have overcome through the cross. And I met the cross last September, okay? Not just in my salvation, but he took me out of the storms. He calmed the waters. In August of last year, I was sitting on my porch, and I'd been feeling this tug for a long, long time, and I was to the point, I was so exhausted. I couldn't run anymore. If I could pick my feet up, I was doing good. If I heard it once from somebody who might have heard what happened to me, I heard it numerous times, if not personally spoken by someone, but by the enemy. You killed your baby. Your child's in a landfill somewhere. You don't deserve to be here. Can you believe you did that? If your parents knew, they'll not forgive you. Nobody will ever forgive you if they knew about you. My best friend Michelle is in the very back row. And she looked at me in August on the porch and she said, Sherry, I know your pain. Why don't you let God take your pain and help others? Stop running. He will use what happened to you to bless others and save God's babies, to save those kids. And I looked at her and I said, me? He wants me to do that? She said, yes. Go help those young girls. Go help those women who have been where you've been and have walked in your shoes or may think about going through what you went through and help stop it. Well, that night I went to bed and I said, I can't do that. You don't want to use me, God. I mean, you cannot use me of all people. So in September, I was sitting on my porch. And I just looked up at the Lord, and the wind was just blowing. It was so magnificent. And the peace of God fell on me that day. I had not had peace for 15 years. No sleep, could barely eat, always, always nauseous and repulsed by my own sin. Repulsed. So sick of myself, death could not have even been a punishment for me. But I surrendered that day and I said, Lord, you know, I'm so tired of living this way. I know you are in my heart. That's why I'm so convicted of what I have done. That's why I'm so convicted of where the roads I've traveled and the things that I've said and the way that I've given myself over to the world, to the enemy. I just laid down and took it because I knew I deserved it. I said, God, I'm so tired of punishing myself. I'm so tired. If there is grace and there is mercy, I will take every single ounce you have and then some. And if there's unconditional love, I will take unconditional love, every ounce of it. That was the first September in 15 years I didn't cry. That was the first time in 15 years that I breathed and I knew I was okay. That I knew I was okay. Ever since that moment, the Lord has been giving me the eyes to see where my mission is. And my sweet, sweet friend Michelle spoke it on me. You're going to help those girls. You're going to be with those kids. You're going to be with those babies. You are going to reach a multitude because God wants to use what your sin, what you did, and take you to and be a miracle and a blessing to others. He will use the bad for the good. He works everything together for the good. And I knew then where God was calling me. It was no longer to stay crouched down, guys, like this, afraid anymore, but to rise up just like we do when Jesus comes into our life and be victorious because he took it all on the cross. That day, I understood what the cross meant. Grace, mercy, and forgiveness. There is no sin more than the other. Until I felt grace and mercy and unconditional love here, I couldn't see it here. Then I began to know it here, and now I feel it there. I could not share my testimony with you without you knowing me for all that I am, because I was one of the ones that God wanted, even me. And there was times in my journey that I would see believers that knew me, and when I needed them the most, they turned their back on me because of what I had done. And they never loved me again and still don't. So I said, Lord, it's not about them. It's about you and what you have called me to do. And no matter what, I will do what you call me to do. I will say what you want me to say. I am not my own. This is your vessel. It's a broken vessel. I have my good days and I have my bad days. Because I miss my son more than anything in this whole entire world. But the thing that gets me through is I know he's there and I'm going to see him again. In the meantime, I'm going to do everything I can to keep someone from being like me. I ask that you pray for me in this time, for what God's called me to do. This is not going to be an easy task for me with everything that's going on in our country with abortions. Standing up for what you believe is not easy. But you know what else isn't easy? Falling down, bowing down, and being of the world. Either side you choose, it's not easy. So I choose to stand with him and do what he's told me to do and be a vessel so that nobody else has to sit like I did for 15 years, knowing there was a God. Jesus Christ saved me, but I lived defeated because of sin. My prayer for all of us in here. When we see people, you never know. You never know what weighs them down. I've sat before you all this time and you never knew about me. You didn't know because I couldn't tell you because God had not strengthened me to say it. But he has now. And my mouth is his mouth. And every time you see someone, see the cross in front of them. And you ask God to give you that person. We need to pray for people like me that we can bandage them and take their hurts to the cross. So God can rain it down and come upon all of us, and the Holy Spirit can light a fire so that we can take them to the cross and let the great physician fix everything. All you got to do, just like you've done with me, is open your loving arms of man's grace and mercy so God's grace and mercy can fall on them. I know God has a purpose for our church. Each and every one of us have something to do here. I am at the mercy of the Lord, and I am willing. Whatever charge he puts in front of me, I will do in the name of him from this camp of Providence. I'm so honored to serve beside you guys. I'm blessed to call you my family. You guys loved me when no one else would. When no one else would. You loved me. Don't take it lightly that everybody's okay. Don't mistake a smile for happiness. Because so many Christians in this world are faking it till they make it, and they do not know the power of that cross. And how they know the power of that cross is because we get them to it. And we get on our knees with them, like you guys have been on your knees with me in prayer. And surround them and pray protection around them so that they too can share in the glory and the victory of that cross. As I close, I just want you to know God's doing mighty things. Eyes are being opened in this nation. Around the world, the Holy Spirit is moving. God has called us to sanctification, to receive the anointment, the atonement, to know it, to live it, breathe it, walk it, talk it, and give it. The Holy Spirit is here. If we don't ask him to go with us, to do these things mighty, nobody will ever know who he is. And we don't have time to waste. The end is drawing near. God is calling his people to get up, rise up, and stand. And I know that if none go with me, I still will follow, because God has shown his grace and his mercy to me, a murderer. You bet I will absolutely stand and fight the gates of hell so that God reigns victorious. So when he comes, we know that we are doing what he's called us to do, and we rise up victorious. We are not defeated. We are not defeated. We are bought with the blood. God saved us and sanctified us no matter what we have done. No matter how long you've walked a Christian life, you get on your knees and you claim victory and you rise up with me. And let's go get the lost, the wounded, and the hurt, like me, like you, like we were, like we was, like we have been, like we stay bound in chains. And let's be a witness of freedom. And show our God and Jesus, who never got down, and then gave us the Holy Spirit, so that we go in authority and power to do the very things he's called us to do. Heavenly Father, right now, thank you for your words. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the power that reigns from heaven. Thank you for the power that you put on your people, that we rise above the enemy, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We have defeated death. There's no sting. We have unconditional, perfect love, unending love in you. Bless these words, Father, for they're not my own. But today I claim victory. By the word of my testimony, the enemy has no longer a hold over me, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor am I ashamed of the person that I was. I am proud to stand in the almighty presence of you, God, being victorious and going forth to do your will. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. and your unconditional love. And thank you for allowing me this time to be set free amongst my family of believers so that they can continue to pray that nothing gets in my way of what God has called me to do, because I'm going to do it. And please, Lord, let my brothers and sisters go with me and bring the lost, hurt, and wounded to you, Father. In Jesus' name I ask, claim and receive these things. Amen.